Blog Talk Radio. anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everyone. Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show, week 143, and we have the most incredible guest today for you. It's Star Vexer, alias Star Vexer. His name is William Demarest, and his pen name is Thomas B. Crowley, and he's the author of The Earth Code, and he's got the most incredible story for us today. And it's a transatlantic co-creation. And over there in America, we have the Mr. Gary Moore, the one and only Mr. Gary Moore.
Hello, Jan. Hi, everyone. And yes, welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. Here we are with an exciting show featuring William Demarest. I wonder if he's related to the original William Demarest or the actual movie actor. I don't know. But,
we'll ask him when he comes on.
I'm not related to the Gary Moore, so.
anyway, well, this I thought you were the Gary Moore. You're not the Gary Moore.
I am a Gary Moore. That's what they call me. That's not who I really am anyway.
Famous over there in America anyway. And as I said, it's a transatlantic co-creation, and we already have listeners from Holland and the United Kingdom and America over there, And we've got a brilliant, we're going to have to get straight on with the show because we've got a great guest, as I said, and he'd like us to open up with this one. It's called New World Man, and it's by Rust.
Wonderful.
Oh, that was a quick ending, wasn't it?
Surprise.
Yes, it was.
I know. Well, before we actually bring Billy, he likes to be called, on the radio, we would like to just play his video that he's created, especially to introduce himself. So I've put the link in the chat room there. And so if you want to do the pull up the play a bit, please, Gary, will I just
there
get over to
there has been a technical glitch here, Jan. The link to the video, when you pull that up, it says on YouTube that the video is private.
Oh,
and
right.
It will not load or play.
Okay, Billy, can you just get over there and make it unprivate?
Yeah, I kept it special for our audience, and I did forget that. I'm new at this, so treat me with kid gloves. Okay, take me half a minute here, and I will make it unprivate. I just want to thank Jan for this opportunity because all of her music in my head for the past, half decade, she helped me. She grew me. She showed me how and what to do with all of my vibration and everything else. Anyway, I have to concentrate here for 1 second.
Yeah, and I want to thank you, Billy. Because Billy has done all my videos on YouTube. In fact, I wouldn't even have a YouTube account if it wasn't for Billy. And I knew that the video link was private, but I thought because we've been there that everybody would be able to click on it. But anyway.
I'm a half a second away. Thank you very much. Yes. Jan, I'm sorry. I've been calling you. Thank you. There we go. It's on. It's there.
Well, Billy,
yes.
Billy is such a multidimensional, multi-talented, and multitasking, multi-personality friend to all that he thought he'd do himself a little video just to introduce himself in a way. And if you don't understand any of it, when it's finished playing, I'm positive he's going to explain it, because I'm hoping he's going to explain all about the Earth Code synchronicities and all about the numbers that he got from Thoth. So here we go. So pull up your players, as Gary said.
It will still not pull up.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's see, bear me a moment. Okay, there it is. Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh, I'm dying here.
Pull
thank
up
you.
Players, everyone, and mute the sound.
No, I'm not dying.
We're all dying together, so we'll all be in the same coffin. Right.
We know that. We know that. We got to invite Gary now. I didn't invite him before, but I'm inviting Gary now.
Okay.
Well, Gary's going to do the countdown. Are you, Gary, or am I going to do it? I'll do the countdown.
I can do it. Why don't you do it? Get everyone to pull up the player and mute the sound and pause the player. And when you've done that, let us know when you're ready by putting a heart in the chat room. And then Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will count us down and start the video.
Okay, so here we go.
There's my heart.
9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Reminds me of the cornfield and the diamond. He built it, they came, coming on a break here. Be back to hear this incredible story of fortitude, determination and guts to tell his story to alive and future audiences throughout all time. Out of time, we'll be right back.
Welcome to my first, not so interactive, with this show video. Although, I will certainly interact with your mind. Follow me for just a few moments.
11, 7, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, after the time shift.
Beyond words is the flame of the cosmic, hanging in flames, unknown to man, mighty and balanced, moving in order, music of harmonies, far beyond man, speaking with music, singing with color, flame from the beginning of eternity, spark of the flame art thou, O my children, burning with color and living with music, list to the voice and thou shalt be free. Consciousness free is fused with the cosmic, one with the order and law of the all. Be ye not man, and out of the darkness, light shall flame forth, a symbol of all. Pray ye this prayer for attaining of wisdom. Pray for the coming of light to the all. Thou mighty spirit of light that shines through the cosmos, draw my flame closer in harmony to thee. Lift up my fire from out of the darkness, magnet of fire that is one with the all. Lift up my soul, almighty and potent, child of the light, turn not away. Draw me in power to melt in thy furnace, one with all things and all things in one, fire of the life string and one with the brain. When ye act free my soul from its bondage, know that for ye the darkness is gone. Move now in order, move now in harmony, freely shall move with the children of light. Seek ye and know ye, Eon now existed in beauty, as shining through the darkness of night. Dwelt in his temple, the master of them all, light of the earth in Atlantis, day. Master, he, from a cycle beyond us, living in bodies is one among men, not as the earth born, he from beyond us, son of a cycle, advanced beyond men. Know ye, O man, and Horlick the master, was never one with the children of men. Far in the past time when Atlantis first grew as a power, appeared there one with the key of wisdom, showing the way of light to all. Show he to all men the path of attainment, way of the light that flows among men. Master in darkness, leading the man's soul, upward to heights that were one with the light. Divided the kingdoms, he into sections. 10 were they, ruled by children of men. Upon another, built he a temple, built but not by the children of men. Out of the ether called he its substance, molded and formed by the power of Aetolon into the forms he built with his mind. Mile upon mile it covered the island, space upon space it grew in its might. Black, yet not black, A dark light, the space-time, deep in its heart the essence of light. Swiftly the temple grew into being, molded and shaped by the word of the dweller, called from the formless into a form. Builded he then, within it, great chambers, filled them from forms called forth from the ether, filled them with wisdom called forth by his mind. Formless was he within his temple, yet was he formed in the image of man. Dwelling among them yet not of them, strange and far different was he from the children of men. Chose he then from among the people, three who became his gateway. Chose he the three from the highest to become his links with Atlantis. Messengers they, who carried his counsel, to the kings of the children of men. Brought he forth others and taught them wisdom. Teachers they, to the children of men. Placed he them on the island of Umbul to stand as teachers of light to men. Each of those who were thus chosen, taught must he before years 5 and 10. Only thus could he have understanding to being light to the children of men. Thus there came into being the temple, a dwelling place for the master of man. I, both, have ever sought wisdom, searching in darkness and searching in light. Long in my youth I traveled the pathway, seeking ever new knowledge to gain. Until after much striving, one of the three, to me brought the light. Brought he to me the commands of the dweller, called me from darkness into the light. Brought he me, before the dweller, deep in the temple before the great fire. There on the great throne, beheld I, the dweller, clothed with the light and flashing with fire. Down I knelt before that great wisdom, feeling the light flowing through me in waves. Heard I then the voice of the dweller.
And yes, I heard the voice of the dweller in Jan's music.
Invoking you in every single sphere. Peace, 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 angel of peace, we wonder where you are, your beautiful vibration's gone. Could it be? Is that the end of the video?
That's it.
Oh, that was great. Let me just say to the people that are listening on the radio that couldn't watch the little video that Billy's got these most amazing characters running around in his head and with loads and loads of diction and loads of lines like they're in a play. And he thinks all the dialogue up himself, and it's absolutely fantastic. Brilliant little videos there. And there's loads of them on his YouTube account. It used to be called Star Vexer on YouTube, but now it's called Froth and Blither. So just get over to YouTube and have a look at Froth and Blither on YouTube.com. Okay, then. So do you want to explain anything about the little video or anything about thoughts, numbers?
Or anything about the theme, synchronicity.
Yeah, well, that's...
it's all fits in with it.
Yeah, Gary Moore plays a role in that. I'm William Demarest, and he's Gary Moore, and they played golf way back when. Synchronicity, what happened to me in 1975, 3 weeks before I ran into this individual in the Coconut Grove, and this led to a gentleman with a three-piece suit and a 9mm in his waistband asking me, "Who are you?" He put his hand on my shoulder, and I gently walked around it, looking him dead in the eye and saying, "Superman." At that moment, I was Superman. I held the keys to the kingdom. The gun was fired. I don't know if he fired it in the water or into the air, but when I got to the end of the private boat dock I was on, two Miami police officers took me to jail. And that was the start of my adventure, which actually started on March 31st, 1975. And on April 1st, I was the fool in jail. What happened 3 weeks prior to that never left me. That's one thing that it's not a curse. Some people say it's a curse not to remember everything. I remember absolutely everything. not photographic memory, can't look at a book and say, well, you know, if something catches my eye. The reason I wrote the book is it kept driving me crazy. I was telling people about my adventures, and he says, Bill, write a book. I says, well, God's not ready for me to do that yet. Well, I finally wrote the book, and the lead in line is, imagine you become aware that you are the next Earth intellect. Would you seek fame and fortune? Probably not, because you'd know your you'd be smart enough to know that your life would be a living nightmare. So since 1992, when I started writing the book, till 2003, when it was published, it drove me literally insane because of the synchronicity that was happening. The synchronicity is of Twilight Zone quality. I mean, Rod Serling could not write a script as my life is. And I want to go into just a few simple details. What happens is the Earth code is a switching device in the brain. It's the subliminal messaging from numbers. Once you start reading numbers for what they mean subliminally, according to what was revealed to me in 1975, the ethereal, I call God, which is guys on duty. There is a Christ, and he is my Lord Jesus Christ. He's the commander of this little group of people that hold committee meetings about your life. People don't seem to realize that it's all around you. There are entities and realms all around you, every cubic centimeter. Well, they will hold committee meetings about your life, and they will muse you. They will make you make a wrong turn. They will let you see things. For example, I was working labor pull, and I was living in a pickup truck for 2 months, and Jan helped me out immensely. The last $5 I spent of the money she sent me to get me through, that last $5 I spent for a pack of cigarettes the day I got my first paycheck. Earth code 1033 is Amplify Jesus. I'm driving in my car. I turn the radio on at 1033, and what do I hear? The Doobie Brothers, Jesus Is Just All Right With Me. The thing is, my videos, there are two excerpts, there are more, but there are two excerpts from my book that everybody should see, and they should go, oh my God, is this for real? I had one person write to me and say, this is the greatest video on YouTube I have ever – I mean, this is the greatest video on YouTube, bottom line. I had another guy write to me, you're a genius. Well, I did a video and I mentioned him. The magic of my videos, the thing is, the synchronicity is not just in my mind. I will shoot in my Zen garden any one of my music videos, which are in music, which is Muse I See, which is Infinite Couple. Okay, you got the Earth code, you learn the Earth code, a four-year-old, a six-year-old, a seven-year-old, let's just go realistically, a seven-year-old, a six-year-old can learn the Earth code through memorization. I can teach this to drunks. It is so simple to remember. It's incredible. And the thing is, if I look at a clock and it says 1224, that is relation vow. Okay, what is my vow? My vow is, way back when I said, Lord, God, you place me in the Jude role, I did it. You know, I'm sorry, I turned Christ. You place me in the Job role, where do what you want with me. And believe me, my adventures, 45 under the throat by a jit, you know, wanting his money. Basically, my adventures, if any producer out there or director out there wants one of the most spectacular adventures in life, it's called The Escapades of Billy. And I told Gene I would leave my ego in the bathroom. The funny thing is, it followed me out here. Now, the whole thing is, when you learn the Earth code and you apply it to your everyday, now I'll be driving down the road. Am I going over to Gary's or am I going over to Jan's? I look up, I see a sign that says choice. Well, I have to make a choice. I'm driving down the road, and my friend and I, we're going quarter deck. Well, I don't know about quarter deck. He's a whiner, so we won't talk about Dean. He's the dean of my college, but that's another story. what pulls up next to us? An Outback. So we go to Outback. We have a great time. I'm walking down the street. I need a light. I got a cigarette. I need a light. I got no light. I'm looking for light. Guy in the house down the street, he flicks a cigarette out, you know, within 10 feet of me. I got my light. One of the better ones is I'm walking down the street, and what catches my eye is one of those pinwheels spinning like the flower. I turn right. I see it. I focus on it, and I'm thinking, sure, it would be nice if it stopped. And it stops. Okay, now go backwards. It went backwards. Now, the thing is, I didn't do it. Here's the magic. I did not do any of this. God put me in the right place at the right time at the right moment. Now, I don't want to go biblical on anybody, but, you know, my feeling is Moses just happened to be there when the Red Sea parted. It wasn't that he went there. It's God's magic. I studied white magic for a long time, the tarot. I excelled in it. And I wanted to be a warlock, and I found out, oh, God says, no, you don't deal with magic. My next step was becoming a shaman, a healer. Well, I couldn't do that too long because I kept telling the people to stop squeezing the shaman. And I hope you're all laughing, but that's another story. Last night I was on stage for the first time in my life in front of 80 to 100 people, and I was magnificent. It was a tough crowd, but people came up to me and told me, you know, that was really off the charts. So here we go. All of the music in my videos are me talking to you, are my soul talking to me, are my Christ talking to me. I will leave a room, and I'm walking out of a room, and the radio saying, see you later. Fine, you know, I'm used to this. It goes on day and night. I live in the Twilight Zone. The thing is, I'm not lost in the Twilight Zone. I am viewing your world from the Twilight Zone. And you know what? Your world is a lot stranger than mine. As a matter of fact, last night I said, people, listen, I don't want to be here. I don't mean here on stage. I mean, I don't want to be here. I agreed to come here to go on vacation. God said, Bill, we're going to send you on vacation. We don't. Hey, great. I've been here, South Florida, for 48 years. I never got that vacation. Well, for the first time in my life, well, for the first time in 4 years, I have a vacation because my boss took this week for vacation for the 4th of July. The owner of the company was going to a wedding in Wisconsin. He's 88 years old, which is one step beyond infinity. My numbers of the thing is, there is no evil in my numbers. There's nothing but positive. It's all positive. What it does is makes you think. It makes synaptic connections in your mind would have never made before. And the thing is, these synaptic connections create actions in you. I didn't think about that. Well, I just thought about that. So I'm going to go do this. And the thing is, you will go do that. And someone, I mean, this is serious, where I will sit and I will have a question on my mind. Is there a secret society that knows about me? And my coworker will get up off his bench, walk over to me and say, Bill, do you know of any secret societies? I mean, this is like off the chart. So now, if you go to my videos and you see the music videos, you're going to see my Zen Garden. And every word of the music is magic with the Zen Garden. The balancing there, you will see rock. Everything in my Zen Garden is balanced rocks. I can look at two rocks, pick one up and set one down on the other and walk away from it, and it stays. I have that perception. Now, when it comes to ego, and the thing is, the ego has to come out because what I do is magnificent. And why I'm on your healing show is, my God, I am going to try very, very hard not to cry, because I have gone through a healing in the past 3 months that all of the sorrow, anguish, anxiety, overwhelming gain and loss of 100 pounds 3 times in my life. I mean, being the bully's favorite target. The thing is, I was isolated. And while I was isolated, I watched. I am the watcher. Now, I don't want to, you know, let ego stand out here. But I've told Jan, y'all are waiting for Neo. Here I am. Glenn Beck is wondering where George Washington is. Need I say more? The thing is, I am the person on the back of that book. And God chose me for a mission no man in modern history has ever attempted. And that's showing you how you're wasting your mind. My editor told me, you can't say how you're wasting your mind. You must say how we're wasting our mind. Sorry, people, I have not wasted my mind. I am the friendliest kind. I pay my friend's phone bill. The dude last night, I gave him a coin, a valuable coin for his birthday. Guy next to me, he says, dude, how could you, what's the problem? He says, I didn't have any gas in my tank last night. And here you're giving him this rare coin. I gave him $20. The thing is, Joe Talk, 100, I send him money. I send him coin. The thing is, I'm not rich. I worked every day for every, my song coming up, Long-Haired Country Boy, Charlie Daniels, October 28th. Bill Gates, October 28th. My birthday, October 28th. Julia Roberts, October 28th. October 28th, this year I was 58, which in Earth code is knowing infinity. I am right now in the midst of infinity because everyone listening to this, all I have to, when you're dead, see, here's the important thing. I'm getting you to the other side. I don't give a flying, whatever you want to call it on this side, about anything here. I am interested in getting you on the other side smart enough so you can help. Here's the big ball of wax. You're gonna die. I don't care. I used to American Voice Radio, Alex Jones, the whole ball of wax, conspiracy, 7 years studying. I am who I say I am on the back of that book. It's everywhere. You can read it in any one of my videos. Take it to the bank. I am for real. You learn the Earth code, you practice reading numbers, the subliminal messages. I'll be riding my bike. I bought a Harley last year this time. I'm riding down the street. I don't feel anything. I don't feel a Harley. I don't feel wonder that I'm on my new Harley. I look up and what do I see? I see a sign that says Sublime. I mean, the signs are all around you. And here's the one thing. This is the most important thing I have to offer right now. Is those SOBs, the elite, the Bilderbergs, any of those groups who own this planet, they have taken away your imagination. They have taken away your brain. They have filled it with fantasy, fear fantasy. They filled your brains with fantasy. What I do is my marbles talk to each other. My truck talks to my friend's car. My friend's car tells my truck, damn it, he's on that bike all the time. We'll do a rain dance. It rains for 3 weeks. And I know this is going on. I say the other day, I need rainwater. I mean, I do a rainwater tea ceremony, which is one of my videos, you know, but nobody knows I'm here. That's the secret. I have remained anonymous for 37 years because I knew one thing. If I stepped out, I would be in a cage. I would be observed. I would be watched. I'd be my people. I have been court ordered psychiatric evaluation. I've had 3 psychiatrists court ordered to evaluate me because I was in a little trouble with a Grand Prix GT and a little, you know. Anyway, the first doctor, he got up there and he said, he's fine. The second doctor didn't show up. I have to come back. The third doctor says, no, we're not going to make a decision yet. We need the third doctor's opinion. I go back. This court took a whole year. I went back. The other guy never showed up. The third psychiatrist never showed up. The first one says, oh, he's fine. He's wonderful. She read everything I said word for word. She had great notes. She made 2 mistakes. That was it. Fine. She did wonderful. Okay. Then the second doctor gets up. He starts telling these stories, these fibs, these lies. I mean, the whole thing was my lawyer told me, don't you say a freaking word because you're in here to show the court you have respect for it. I shut up. I'm sitting there. I'm fuming. This mother, he's lying. He's lying. He's lying. So I get it. The bottom line was the judge said, Bill, I've seen you here 7 times over a year. At the time, I was homeless. Check this out. I've seen you here 7 times. You're sane. Go away. No charges, no court. Go away. Have a nice day. Well, as I get in the elevator with the lawyer, he says, you don't have to worry about nothing, kid. You're free. Which the reason it went a year is I did not want the charges and take my driving license away for 2 years. Here's the bottom line. We had a case of the good doctor and the bad doctor. The good doctor went everywhere. He's okay. The second doctor made up this fib to see my reaction. So I'm saying, well, good doctor, bad doctor. Life goes on. The whole thing is, if I wanted to press charges against this professional, his notes and his testimony are perjury. And the only reason I went into this detail is I am sane. I may be the most sane person in my room right now. William Demarest, Uncle Charlie,
well,
my three
normal,
sons.
You know?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh,
define normal.
Okay.
All normal is sitting on a washing machine.
I've been there. And that's why I'm here. That is why I am here, is the healing. 7 months ago, I am on a 10-day vacation. 7 months ago, on 3-day weekend, I'm putting all of my insanity and all of my fantasy in the computer. Here's another key I almost forgot. This is very important. Your aura, I see auras. People, your aura is what you put on the internet. Your aura is your YouTube channel. Your aura, it's global. It's there. It's eternal. God's got all the cameras and, you know, you would talk about God. God's just a higher technology than us. I mean, everything that we record, for whatever reason, all the cameras in Jan's country there, oh, my God. Well, the thing is, believe it or not, people, the CIA, the FBI, the news media, they all know about me, and this is not paranoia. I sent packages to Tom Brokaw, Ed Bradley, Diane Sawyer, Mike Wallace, Geraldo Rivera. I even told Geraldo Rivera how somebody might kill 100 million people. Well, not that many. A million people between Chicago and Mississippi. You know what? I said, dude, here's the plan, but you can't tell anybody because they'll do it. 2 years later, they did this plan. Somebody else did this, but anyway. When I was in jail, I had impressions of a bombing at the Olympics. This is deep. Two bombs at the Olympics. Well, there was only one at the Olympics that year. I was in jail when the Pope and Ronald Reagan got shot. I had perfect alibi. My life is, like, so incredible. It's just, if you want to ask me questions, that's another thing. I am
about running out of time, Billy, because we've got some of your great music to play that you requested. And
oh, thank
also,
you.
We've got some more little stories further up about an unmentionable name. Did you want to mention it later on? Phil Collins.
That's fine because, people, take for a fact, I am Billy from Phil Collins, Billy Don't Lose My Number. You can take that for a fact and listen to that song. The thing is, my healing was I was living a lie, and I cleared that up last night in front of 80 to 100 people, and I'm now on the show. This is me opening the doorway to whatever I want. I mean, you got a movie or a board game you want to produce, I got all the ideas. I am an idea man. I mean, I spend my days creating things that nobody ever thought of. But, yeah, you take for a fact that I am Billy, and later I will justify what I have to say, and it's pretty miraculous. So here I am. I am a sleeper cell, and the CIA knows about me, and they can't do anything about it. I love you, Jan.
Billy. Okay.
Yes.
And so before we actually get on to the story about Phil, we're going to do the candle ceremony, and you're going to be doing a guided meditation for the people out there, a very healing one. So we'll just carry on with the show. So you just sit and relax for 5 minutes while we get to your next bit, okay?
I'm there.
Perfect.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay.
Okay, well, as I said, it's time to light our candles. We do our candle ceremony live every week. Do you want to mute your mic, Billy, please?
Excuse me, I was reaching for my I was reaching for my candle and my matches and my microphone at the same time. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I'm just lighting my candle. I've already lit the Nag Champa, which helps to create positivity and also helps to purify the atmosphere. Ready to invite the angelic realm. But I'm just lighting my candle at the moment. And we light it to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light, and it represents the fire of the spirit. It represents the light that we take out into the world if we so wish. I'd like to just now say the angelic invocation. Several years ago, to invite the angelic realm from a few words channeled. Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Simple man's meditation, and you're going to relax and you're going to let your body settle. But I want to tell you ahead of time, if you have to swallow, listen, because the swallowing is a reaction that will not allow you to achieve this state on this try. So you might want to swallow now. You're going to let your body settle. You're going to let all the molecules, you're going to let gravity take control, and you're going to let it settle. You actually feel it settle wave after wave after wave. Going to seal your mouth with a little suction and the tongue at the top of your mouth. Breathe slowly. Continue to let your body settle. It just keeps settling and settling and settling. Your eyes are very important. You must let them become independent of your senses. You must let them float completely independent. The best position is lying flat, but it's not necessary. Continue to breathe. In a little while, you won't be able to feel fingers touching fingers or your toes. There's going to be a portion of your body that you cannot feel. Be aware of it. Don't concentrate on it. Move about your body with your consciousness. Feel those areas that are dark. Know they're there, but don't bring them back. These areas are going to grow. Just, as I said, wave after wave, your body will just continue to settle to its lowest point. The goal here is to put the body to sleep and wake up the mind. Hear the music like you've never heard it before. Hearing is the most underused sense of the human. God calls the planet Earth because nobody listens. Hear, that's the most important thing you can do in this state, is hear. So I'm going to give you a chance to get into the music. You will be able to move your consciousness around your body. You will be able to hear every instant of the music at the same time. When you listen to a music with a lot of vibration, at any given second, you're hearing all of a vibration all at once. So relax and relax, relax, relax. Just keep settling. Just keep hearing.
know that the entire body is now the receptor of the sound. It isn't emanating from the head. Facial flinches, facial muscle twitches, reactions to this sound must not appear in the face. The face must become a mask that isn't there. The goal here is to realize the last part of the body that you are aware of, the mind, body, and spirit being at. In my case, you may start to feel a pressure under your jaw, behind your ears, and over the top of your head. I may be going a little fast, but when the last part of the body you will feel is your face, as what feels like a rubber band snapping off the front of your face. It doesn't just snap off your face in your imagination or your mind. You are going to see a flash, a spark, and you will hear it crackle like a bullwhip. That's where you're trying to go. I push this state one step further. When I saw the crack and expected to hear the bullwhip, I was outside of my body, above my forehead, looking down at the purest sheet of white light I had ever seen. Now knowing that I had separated mind, body, and consciousness into three separate realms, I looked at my spirit. I thought about my left knee. It became a dark spot, a void in this sheet of white light. As soon as I stopped thinking about my left knee, it became brilliant again. How do I get back? I said. Shake your left arm. I did, from remote control, strange sensation. So now, this is the easy meditation. It's all around you. It's sound. I did it the first time with a single cricket near Disney World. Funny, I forgot about that until several years later. And then it dawned on me, Jiminy the cricket and me went into the ethereal. My only regret is that I was so enamored by my spirit from my vantage point that I did not look around me to see who was viewing me in this state. So now, when I awoke, the Earth code was revealed to me instantaneously. And for 37 years, I've been using the Earth code. And the more I use the Earth code, the more generous, loving, and caring I become. And the more I become this spirit that I am, the more synchronicity turns up. Oh my God, it's dropped to your knees. I lost my wedding band. The radio said you left it behind. I looked in the trunk and there it was, of a car that was about to drive away. My life is incredible and I've kept it secret. Time is short. I need you people to know what to do when you get to the other side. There's going to be a mass of humanity going to the other side. I need you. We need you to help with those coming across. The reason I'm still here after several attempts of leaving this plane is they don't want to deal with me on the other side because They didn't quite get it right yet. That's why we're all here right now, trying to put it together. Your imagination. People, let your phone talk to your garbage pail in your mind. Light your brain up. I don't think in linear terms. I'll see a sign. It will change my life. I'm driving down the road. The car in front of me is from Texas. It says CD7. I go home. I got a stack of CDs. I count down to number 7. And which CD is it? It's the one of my niece's MasterCard. She is the first contact I had with the other side comfortably. When you can communicate with beings, which are actually your own DNA. Your DNA is antennas. You don't have to communicate with the dark side, the light side, the white side. You have to be smart enough to hold a conversation with the people you miss. Don't ever hold a conversation unless it's joyous, loving, and beautiful. Only if it's beneficial, communicate. Pick up a phone. Talk to your great-grandmother. She hears you. People, they've got you blind. You are living without your sunglasses on. Well, I don't need sunglasses. I see evil. I see good. I spent my life studying white, which gave me an indication of what black was. So, I said, I'll be a shaman. Christ said, you'll be my disciple. And I said, thank you, Lord. Now, I have been healed. Thank you, people.
Meditation. Thank you very much, Billy. Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you to the angelic realm for being here as well. But we're going to bring Billy back on because he's going to tell us very, very quickly about the Phil Collins. You've put a video on YouTube, haven't you, Billy? Asking where he was on a certain date.
Yes, I did offer $500, which, you know, anyway, I offered $500 if anybody can prove to me where Phil Collins was on March 31st, 1975. I had one gentleman, he told me that he was in Germany on the 30th, and he was doing a show in Germany on the 2nd, I think, or the 1st. Anyway, there was a two-day window. Real quickly here, my events in the Grove, I made a speech in the middle of the Grove after midnight at the top of my lungs as a senator. I did not scream. I did not yell. I gave an entertaining performance. I talked about rock and roll. There's a code in rock and roll. The reason the Beatles catalog went to Michael Jackson was because it had to belong to the king. It had to belong to the family. So you got the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. His daughter marries the king of pop. Well, who's going to take care of the Beatles catalog? That would be the king of pop. The Beatles is a very dangerous catalog. I learned about the Beatles from Charlie Manson. I wanted to be the anti-Charlie Manson. Bottom line here is, if it was Phil that approached me on the stage and asked me, who are you? And I...
Well, here's the song. I don't know what happened to Billy. I think he's dropped off somewhere, but we might get him back on in a minute. But here's the song he's talking about. Billy, don't...
Perfect.
Thank you.
certainly an honor to have a song written by Phil Collins for you, Billy.
Love Phil Collins.
Billy, my number. Right, are you still there, Billy? Because we fell off, didn't we? We got cut off our internet connection. And so Gary very kindly cued the song for me. Are you there, Billy? According to my switchboard, he's still on here, but he's not speaking.
I'm not sure whether the two of you are patched together to call back in the show or not. I don't know. I wasn't there, so.
Okay.
When I saw that you dropped off and the music wasn't queued, I went ahead and queued the music.
I actually queued it before I fell off. But anyway,
okay.
It didn't actually come on, but never mind. It interrupted Billy mid-flow there, but we don't have very long left now. But I think we're going to have to buy the book, The Earth Code, to find out all about the synchronistic numbers that Billy was talking about. And if anybody's got information about where Phil Collins was on that date on Froth and Blithers YouTube video, could you phone in? And it might even be Phil Collins himself phoning in to say where he was on that particular date. Who knows? But anyway, they could win, was it $500 for the information?
I think that's what he said, yeah.
Mm. Anyway, next week we have Marika, our beautiful Marika, and we haven't got a
Marika
theme.
Marika is back.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm looking forward to that.
So am I. And
yes.
The week after that we have Harold Becker from the Love Foundation. I don't know if you've seen Harold's work. He does the Love Day every year, annual Love Day. Have you seen that, Gary?
No, I don't recall seeing that one, no.
Meditate, it's thelovefoundation.com, and
okay.
They have an annual meditation on Love Day, and I think it's, I'm not sure what the date is, I'll find out before then. I think it was the 1st of May, actually, but anyway, he's coming on to tell us all about his website, etc. So, get over to Froth and Blithers YouTube channel and have a look for the Phil Collins video that he put on. Okay, and we're going to finish off with a lovely song that is chosen by Charlie Daniels, and it's a long-haired country boy. But before we go, thank you very much to the Angelic Realm for joining us, and to William Demarest, author of The Earth Code, and to you, Gary, thank you very much for being there. And everybody,
thank you very much, Christy. And I just want to say to everyone, happy full moon tomorrow. And for those in America, day after tomorrow is the 4th of July or Independence Day, where we got our independence from Britain back in 1776. So,
well, you wouldn't fairly.
It's a big American holiday. So, for those of you in America,
and everything, hey, fireworks. Is that what you have? Yeah. So, anyway, we'd like to say goodbye and God bless to everyone and to Billy as well. So I'll see you later, Gary. See you next week with Marika.
That sounds beautiful. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
I love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
We can do a song for you folks right now that we had out on record for some of y'all were even born. This is an oldie. This goes back to 1974, an album called Fire on the Mountain. Goes something like this. People say I'm no good, crazy ass alone. 'Cause I can get up in the morning, I get down in the afternoon. Kinda like old blue chick hound, I like to live around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I dang sure got it paid. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on. Don't like the way I'm living. You need to leave this long.
that it's true. But sometimes I think that preacher may like to do a little walking too. I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living,
thank you.